Hey everybody, it's Shaman Sister Sin, and you're listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by littleshaman.org. That's me, Little Shaman. Today, I thought we could talk about manipulating narcissists. This is something people ask about all the time, so I thought we could talk about it on the show today. When people ask how to manipulate narcissists, my question for them is, why would you want to do that? There could be a time when this is necessary, such as if you're in mortal danger, but the majority of the time, people want to do it for revenge or out of desperation to keep the relationship together. Neither of these things is a very good reason. They are understandable for sure, but not good. That's really one of the biggest lessons that we can learn from narcissists. They believe that all their behavior and abuse is justified, don't forget. They've convinced themselves that people deserve it. Justifying something doesn't make it okay. It just makes it easier. When someone is abused or mistreated, they are often very, very angry. And that is normal. Of course they're angry. Anybody would be. Many times people become fixated on revenge, which is also normal. They want the narcissistic person to hurt the way that they have been hurting. That's totally understandable. I mean, it's doubtful anybody would say that they didn't get that or they don't understand that. But is it okay to actually do that? To manipulate and trick somebody, even an abuser, with the sole purpose of hurting them? That's a question only the individual can answer, but there is certainly no moral high ground to be claimed in saying, you hurt me, so I'm going to hurt you back. If anything, it puts you on equal ground with the narcissist. Now, you may or may not be okay with that. Some people disagree with this, and that's fine, because they're the ones that have to live their lives in their shoes and with their actions. Maybe they're too hurt to care about that right now. That certainly would not be uncommon. However, we often find later that when people engage in behavior that's motivated by revenge, they regret it. Not because the narcissistic person didn't deserve it, but because of what they believe it says about them or how it makes them feel about themselves. After an abusive relationship, many people work really hard to regain their self-respect. It's not really worth risking what you've worked so hard for just to punish somebody who can't learn from it or understand why you did it or even really care. It's understandable to want to hurt someone who's hurt you, but revenge is not justice. Justice is justice, and justice in this situation is you going off and living a good life free of abuse. Hurting a narcissist is basically pointless, and to be honest, it's almost like an unfair situation. It's like an adult purposely hurting the feelings of a little kid. No, narcissists are not children, but that is how thin-skinned and fragile most of them are. Most narcissistic people are walking around as one giant festering wound anyway. Even if you did succeed in hurting them, it's generally unsatisfying because of the way they project and deny everything. It's like throwing a boomerang at somebody and trying to hurt them with it. It might hit them, but it's going to come back to you eventually. A pathologically narcissistic person is probably not going to sit there and ruminate on the fact that you hurt them because they did you wrong. They're probably not going to feel guilty and blame themselves and reflect on their actions. They're probably not going to even connect all these things together. They're just going to choose to believe that you hurt them because you're abusive, evil, crazy, whatever else they might come up with. You're not going to get what you want. All you will probably do is damage your opinion of yourself and possibly other people's opinions of you. Now, you may or may not care about that. Another reason people want to know how to manipulate pathologically narcissistic people is because they're trying to do anything they can to keep the relationship together or try to somehow trick or otherwise induce the narcissist into not being abusive. This can seem like the only option to a desperate person, but the truth is, it doesn't work. You cannot manipulate somebody into being a decent person or trick them into loving you. The only thing you can really do is possibly convince them to stay around longer. But even if this were to succeed, it would be at enormous personal cost to yourself. A relationship should not be worth your self-respect. If it is, there's another, much larger problem. The truth is, manipulating narcissistic people in the short term is not difficult. Because of their magical thinking, high reactivity, grandiosity, irrational fears, anxiety, and all their other problems is not hard at all, in fact. It's like manipulating a child. It's easy to play on the fears or gullibility of a child, and it's often easy to do this to adult narcissists too. The question is not whether you can do it, but rather whether you should. You may feel that you need to for whatever reason, or you may feel that you want to because it could make things easier. You may feel that it's not a quandary for you at all because, hey, they deserve it and they didn't care about you, so who cares about them? And that's certainly understandable, but it's not about them. It's about you and what kind of person you want to be or what kinds of things you can live with, especially considering the fact that even if it does work, it will not work for long. Narcissistic people are generally suspicious, paranoid, and abusive as a matter of course. This is how they are. They often become suspicious of this kind of thing very quickly. Is it really worth it? That's up to you to decide. Most people do find that in the end, it's not. Something else to consider, and this is very important, is that every time you engage in this kind of behavior, it makes it that much easier to justify doing it the next time. This is a slippery slope to get started on, and it doesn't end up anywhere that most people want to be. Nietzsche once said, to paraphrase, "Whoever fights monsters should see to it that in the process he does not become a monster. And if you gaze long into an abyss, the abyss will gaze back into you." Remember, when you dance with the devil doesn't change. The devil changes you. This is more true than most people might realize. It's a shame, but we often see people bragging about manipulating, upsetting, hurting, and essentially torturing narcissistic people in their lives. It makes me so sad to see that, because either those people are actually narcissists and they don't know it, or they are victims who have been so hurt and so damaged or so accustomed to an abusive environment that they have basically become abusers themselves. It's a terrible thing either way. We need less suffering in this world, not more. Manipulation is not okay. It's about trying to control other people. It's not okay when narcissists do it. It's not okay when anybody does it. It's important to hold on to your empathy, to your humanity, your compassion, your sense of fairness, and all the other things that make you a decent, caring person. Otherwise, what's the difference between you and a narcissist? Now, there could be, and often are, situations where you have to do what you have to do. And there's no judgment here about that. We all do what we have to. This is just providing another point of view, pointing out some of the dangers. It's easy to justify something to yourself when you have really strong feelings about it, so it's important to be brutally, brutally honest with yourself about what you are doing and why. If you're okay with the honest truth about your behavior and your motivations, then you are. Whatever it is, if you're okay with it, then you are. But be honest. It helps save regret. Just remember that when you look back on your actions later in your life, when those strong feelings are no longer present, you might end up feeling very differently about your actions. It happens all the time. You're dancing with the devil here. Hold on to who you are. I hope that clears a few things up for you. As always, I look forward to comments, questions, and suggestions from you, so please keep those coming. I take appointments online, over the phone, via text message, through Messenger, and also through email. So if you're interested in speaking with me one-on-one, you can visit littleshaman.org and click the Book and Appointment tab to go ahead and do that. I also teach online workshops a few times a month, so if you're interested in checking that out, you can also visit littleshaman.org to do that and click the Online Workshops tab up at the top to check that out and to register if you are interested in attending. You've been listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by littleshaman.org. That's me, the Little Shaman. May the Great Spirit bless you and have a wonderful day.